views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. Shannon is known as South Africa's top psychic. Are you ready to make the brave changes that will bring soul into your everyday life? If you have a question on love, career, or health, listen to your spirit guides to find specific, detailed answers. Now, here's your host, Shannon Walbrand.
And welcome to the show. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio, and my name is Shannon Walbrand, and I'm ready to take your call. You're going to phone in and ask a question of your spirit guides, and the question is going to be short, brief, concise. You don't have to give any background information whatsoever, because your angels and your guides know who you are already, and the number to call is 800-930-2819. If you're calling from outside the States, the number is 001-800-930-2819. My producer for today is Christina Carlson, Chrissy, and she tells me that we already have somebody on the line, so I'd like to go straight to that call. Good morning. Hi, this is Shannon.
Hello, this is Elizabeth in Spain.
Hello, Elizabeth from Spain. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well. I have a question for you, please, Shannon. On love.
Go right ahead.
I would like to ask my guides and my angels if I should continue to invest in this relationship.
They told me that you're heavily invested in this relationship already. You've invested money, you've invested time, you've even invested your love and your affection and your care. So if you were going to withdraw this investment, if we were going to make the analogy to a bank, you would be withdrawing your investment way too early, and so you would suffer penalties. That's what they say in the banking language. If you withdraw your investment too early, you will suffer penalties. And by penalties, they would mean that actually what you're just going through right now is a low period that is lasting for another year, but the investment will come to its fruition. Sorry, honey. I know, bad news, huh? But the investment will come to its fruition 30 years from now. So this is actually a lifelong commitment that you're making, and it will pay for you. It will really, really, really benefit you. But what they're asking for you to do is to switch branches of the bank. So what they mean is you've been investing in this one relationship in this one particular branch, and that branch manager is really awkward and doesn't understand you and can't speak your language and is just really, really stupid. So they're asking for you to go to another branch. What do they mean by that in your terms of your relationship is that they want you to stop paying so much attention to this particular person and realize that what you've committed to is the relationship. So stop paying attention to this guy and the silly things that he's doing. And you're focusing way too much of your time and energy, like your airtime, you know, on your phone, your airtime, about 80% is used up by this particular situation. Turn your back on it and walk away. This is a 30-year story. So the next year is going to be much easier if you stop worrying about it all the time. Elizabeth, does that make some sense to you?
That was such a fantastic answer.
I mean, it sounded a little bit challenging, but, you know, I think that you sound like the kind of person who has enough Zen quality that she can see the long return. So that's what I'm going to give you today, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well done. Thank you very much. I'm
okay,
very honored.
I hope to hear from you again. Please check in on another week.
Bye.
Please give us a call and tell us how things are going. Take care, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Ciao. If you would also like to make a call, you can ask, just as Elizabeth did, quite a specific question. She asked, should I invest more into this relationship? And the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. And Christina will tell me when there's someone else on the line. So
yes,
I'm just going to give you...
Yes, we have Tobogo on the line.
Oh, thank you so much. Good morning. Hi, this is Shannon.
Hey, Shannon, I'll follow you from South Africa to America, eh?
Hi, how you doing? Yes, Sunny Bonani.
Good, and you? Good, Shannon.
Yeah, cool. What's your question for your angels today?
I'm saying, should I pay off my lobola or just wait a bit?
To inform our American audiences, lobola is a dowry that you pay to someone when you want to get married to them. But what they're telling me is that you are already married to this person, so you've already taken the steps to be with this person. Can I just check with you? Is that true?
That's true, yes.
Okay. So you guys, if I were to meet you at a party, I would consider you husband and wife. You know, like you're very much together.
Yeah. Because in our tradition, I paid a little bit of lobola, so I just need to finish up.
Yes. I need you to finish up because this woman doesn't feel secure in your relationship until you pay your lobola, and they're recommending that you pay it even by like next month. They just want you to wrap it up and pay it, and then you guys have a happy life together. They're showing me children. They're showing me a house. They're showing me that you cooperate very nicely together. You actually have quite an equal and fair relationship. So is that how you perceive it?
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Okay, well, thank God
Although
for that.
We have
you guys
our
ups and downs,
but we come up, we always come to a conclusion that we understand each other and apologize in each and everything. If there is a mistake that I've done or she's done a mistake, we always come back together and sit down and sort it out.
I love that about you guys. That's fantastic. You're a role model for the rest of us. Thank you for calling. Please pay off your lobola even next month. Just get it done, and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for phoning. Take care. Bye-bye. If you'd like to ask a question, the number to call is 001-800-930-2819. Christina, do we have someone on the line, or can I tell them all about this other information that I have?
We do. We have Elvira from Johannesburg on the line.
Oh, thanks. Great. Okay, let's go to Elvira then. Hey, Elvira, what can I do for you today?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Nice to hear from you. What's your question for your angels today?
All right, I'm not sure if this is a compounded question, but I'd like to know what the top three goals 2014 is that I should be focusing on, because last year was not as good in terms of reaching or attaining those goals.
I get it. And in fact, you're talking about the exact theme that I have set for this program today, which is set goals with your guides. And what I'm doing is I'm starting something called the Heroes Project, where every month we choose one hero and then we admire that hero and we seek to emulate that hero. You know, like Madiba, we look at his good qualities and then we follow after them. And the theme for January is setting goals. And the hero that we're following is Helen Keller. Do you remember the story of Helen Keller? Do you know who she was?
You may remind me.
Sure. She was blind and deaf, and she was born in the last century.
I've seen that on your Facebook page.
Yeah, so you've seen that. That's great. So she had terrible, terrible obstacles to be blind and deaf and also to be born a woman in a time when serious inequality was going on. And she met her goal of graduating from university. Anyway, so that's what I'm going to be talking about in the rest of this program and throughout the rest of the year, aiming for what our heroes are doing. And I'm even writing a book about it. So I would like you to talk to me about what your goals are so that you can set them really, really high. Your question is, what should I be focusing on for 2014? And what they're saying is being able to roll with the punches, being able to not freak out when things go terribly wrong. So what they're telling me is that you have a really strong stress response. When something goes awry, you freak out. Can you tell me, I don't know, do you consider that to be true?
That's very true.
Okay, so what they would like you to set for 2014 is to reduce your stress response. And how you're going to do that is through meditation. So they want you to immediately start meditating 30 minutes every day so that bad things are going to happen. You're going to be late, you're going to miss the bus, you know, someone's going to say something nasty to you. That's part of life. But it's you and your reaction that they want you to work on. Can you handle that as a homework?
I can. I was trying to do it weekly. I've subsequently stopped.
Yes. Because they're saying that the way for you to do it is through listening to a tape. Okay, I'm going to let you go because we're going to go to break. And then I am going to look for you on my Facebook page because you're going to check in with me there, okay?
I'm on your Twitter. You tweeted me earlier. Yes?
Brilliant. Let's keep talking. Thanks, honey. Okay, we're going to break now. And when we come back, we'll be able to take your call. Thanks for listening to the Shannon Walbrand Show, which is called Spirit Guidance Radio, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, and welcome back to Spirit Guidance Radio. This is Shannon Walbrand, and I'm taking your calls, and I'm translating messages between you and your angels and spirit guides. All you have to do is formulate a very short, brief, concise question about your most pressing, difficult personal problem. Your angels are already aware of your situation, and they know exactly what to tell you. And I work as your translator. And if you'd like to have your own personal session with me, we can do it that by phone or Skype, and that would cost $100. It's for 1 hour, and you get to ask 10 questions and get long, detailed answers. More information is available on my site, www.shannonwalbrand.com. But Chrissy says that we've got more people in the queue, and I would love to talk to you and help you solve your problems. Chrissy, who's next in the line?
We have Linda from Minnesota on the line.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning, Shannon. I'm a little nervous but excited.
I'm so glad that you took the time to make the call. And please don't be nervous. And what I'm hoping to give you is a sense of confirmation So it's not as if I'm going to give you a big shock. I'm going to give you something that you've already thought of. And that means that you and your angels are already working together. So all you have to do is phrase your question in a really short, brief way. So what would your question be?
Okay, so here's my question. I'm just wondering, will I be able to find peace and confidence in myself since my dad passed away?
I'm sorry to hear that your dad passed away. You know, I did a lot of research before I set up this program, and I have a list of cures and remedies, but I didn't know who they belonged to until you called. But here it is. I'm going to read it to you right off my page. What is the cure for sadness? And then I found this in a book called The Druid Plant Oracle. Druid as in elves and fairies. Druid. Druid Plant Oracle. And the author is Philip Carr Gom, for whatever name. Philip, and then the surname is Carrgom. And what he says is there are three plants that are the cure for sadness. And this is specifically meant for you, Linda. The first one is poppy. And poppy is, as we know, an opiate that chills somebody out. And then the second one is woad, W-O-A-D, and it is to become a warrior. And then the third one is mandrake, which is actually a poison plant, and it means to kick butt, to like really stand in your power and do. So what they're telling me is your sadness has taken on, the flip side of sadness is anxiety, and that you're having angst and nightmares and bad thoughts and scary thoughts. And they're even called intrusive thoughts, where a thought will pop into your head and it's a scary, bothering thought. Can I just check with you, Linda? Has that actually been part of your experience?
Not the nightmare part, but the anxiety and the intrusive thoughts for sure are happening. Yep.
I'm really sorry that that's happening. And so what they're suggesting is that you use plant remedies that work in the same way as a poppy. So you could take rescue remedy, you could take anything like valerian or something that would calm you down. And then the second step would be to step into your warriorhood. And the third is to really kick butt. So to be like, I'm a warrior, okay, I can picture myself as a warrior, and then to do, to take action. Is there something about your father's passing that you could get engaged in? Like, you know, if he died of cancer, could you start being a warrior for cancer or something like that? Could you just tell us what you think that might mean?
It could be, he died of lung cancer, and it could be something as far as, you know, trying to step up research to cure that awful disease, because nobody can survive it for the most part.
I do think that's exactly what they're trying to tell you, is to step into if you're doing something, you're going to really alleviate your anxiety, and that's their cure. So you have angels and guides who are working with you all of the time, and they're telling me that you're particularly connected to the plant kingdom in terms of your remedies. It doesn't mean that you have to grow them yourself, but that plants want to help you. Okay, are you willing to take that on as a task?
Yeah, I think so. I'm willing to try anything, so thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Linda. And so this show is going to be weekly. You've called into our very first episode. But if that worked for you, I hope to hear from you again in the future. Take care.
That sounds, you too. Thanks so much.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, Chrissy, I'm ready for the next caller. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. Hello, this is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. We have John from California
on.
Oh, fantastic. Hi, John. How's it?
Oh, it's going well. I just seem to be doing the same thing year after year, stuck in a place I hate being and want to see if there's any hope of things changing anytime soon.
Thank you so much. That's such a perfect question for today's program. And what I've got for you is that you are working with the element of earth in order to set yourself on a stronger path. And so for you to pick up a crystal and program it. So let me just check with you. Do you know already how to program a crystal?
No.
Okay, let's take you through the steps, and then I'll put this on my website and on my Facebook later so that you can write them down. You don't have to write them down now. You take a crystal in your hands, and it can be any crystal. You can spend $1 on a crystal. And you hold it in your hand. You ask it for its permission to help you. You assign it a task, then you keep the crystal, then you multiply it by asking that crystal to serve as kind of a router, like a Wi-Fi router, and that it can program all of the crystals all around your immediate environment. And then you put a time on it. So you say, please activate this message for the following 1 year or 10 years. The way the message is coming to me is that you need focus and success, and you haven't found your passion. And so what they want the crystals to do is to ignite your passion and have you focus on that rather than being randomly scattered among many, many tasks that you don't really care about, you don't even really like. So that's what I'm going to give you is please hold on to this crystal, and then you carry that original crystal with you in your pocket. How does that sound to you?
That sounds good because I really don't have focus and haven't had focus in such a long time.
And Earth element is the one that really helps somebody feel grounded and focused with your feet on the ground. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Brilliant, John. You can do it. Okay, I'll be saying a prayer for you, and I'll post those steps about the crystal. I'll post that on my website, which is shannonwalbrand.com. Or my Facebook is facebook.com/ShannonWalbrand. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Cool, man. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Bye-bye now. Okay, Chrissy, I'm ready for the next caller. Do we have someone on the line?
We do. We have Glinda from South Africa on the line.
Fabulous. Hi, this is Shannon. How are you doing?
Hi, well, and you, Shannon?
I'm fine, thanks. How can I help you today?
Good, thank you. I'd just like to find out how I can improve my breathing.
Your breathing. Well, yeah, what they're telling me is that it goes up into the top of the chest rather than staying down in the abdomen, and so you have a feeling of dizziness and lightheadedness. Is that true?
That's correct.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that, but it's pretty easy to fix, and I have two ways for you to fix it. One is to lie down on the ground and put your hand right over your belly button and make your hand rise and fall. You could lie down on a bed. You don't have to lie down, but sometimes it's easier to lie down flat on the floor. And then the second thing is, they told me that you're having a blood pressure issue, and that's also affecting your breathing, because you know how your blood runs through your body like a pump, like a system, like a pool pump, and it's not carrying oxygen out to your extremities, to your feet, to your toes, and sometimes to your brain, and that's why you feel so woozy. Let me just check with you. Do you have? Do you know if you have a blood pressure issue already?
I haven't had it tested recently, but I have had issues prior with high blood pressure, but not on medication.
Interesting, because I'm getting that it fluctuates from very high to very low. And when it's high, you feel tense and angry. And when it's low, you feel like you don't want to get up off the couch. You feel like so slow, like a snail.
That's
correct. Which one have you been feeling lately?
I would say the low.
Yeah, I think so, too. That's what I'm getting. Do you know what the easiest cure for that is? Is licorice. Not licorice the sweet, but licorice the herbal remedy. And you can find that at Dis-Chem or Clicks. It's actually really easy to find.
Okay.
Okay,
great.
Go
Thank
for
you
it.
Very much.
So
Thanks
nice to speak with you.
Thanks.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, honey. Chrissy, do we have someone on the line, or can I share some of this other information?
We do. We have one more caller, Nazim from South Africa.
Thrilling. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Hey, Nazim, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Hi, Shannon. How are you doing?
Hi, Nazim. Thanks for phoning. Yeah, I'm well. And yourself?
Good day. I cannot complain.
Happy New Year.
Quick question.
Yeah, I'm going to answer you quickly and then go to the break, okay? So go ahead, ask your question fast.
Okay, cool. We'll take a picture. Right now in my life, what steps do I need to take to be financially content and happy?
What they're telling me is they want you to aim really, really much higher. They want you to aim for the millionaire sector, and they want you to go and work for somebody else in terms of helping somebody else make money. Then you will also make money. Nazim, I think we need more time on this, but I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to talk to you on my other show, okay?
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. That's the first answer that I've got, though. Okay, thanks, guys. We're going to take a short break for commercials, and we'll be back with more information from Spirit Guidance Radio. More information at www.shannonwalbrand.com. Remember, you can always contact me for your own personal session where we get to go into a lot more detail. But I look forward to taking your calls right after the break on 001-800-930-2819. 001-800-930-2819. Don't forget, you can always look up my book, which is free to download on audible.com. That book is called Guided, How to Communicate with Your Spirit Guides. It's available on Audible for free or on Kindle.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
This is Shannon Walbrand, and I'm back with Spirit Guidance Radio. I'm looking forward to hearing from you about your most pressing issue, your most difficult problem. What is it that is driving you crazy? What is it that makes you stay up at night that you're so worried about? Your angels and guides actually care. They want to help you, and they know who you are. They know who you are better than anybody else knows you, better than your mom knows you, better than your sister knows you. And so they really want to help you figure these things out. And they've got a detailed, specific plan that they're going to be able to tell you about. So I would love for you to call and ask your question. The number to dial is 001-800-930-2819. And my name is Shannon Walbrand, and my website is shannonwalbrand.com. You can find out more information about this work and what I do. Like, I have a book. And I also have, what I'd like to tell you about are monthly teleseminars on tools for you to connect with your own guides. So a teleseminar is a course that you call into from your own home, from your own phone. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. There are really low-cost dial-in numbers. And I'm going to start these in 2014 because so many people have been asking, how can I do this myself? And I would really love to work myself out of a job. I want you to be able to communicate and talk with your guides and ask questions and get answers by yourself. That process is called divination, divination from the word divine. And it means to be able to ascertain answers through prayer, meditation, and other tools that come from the highest sources possible. So you're really doing a godly thing. We're really doing something that God wants us to do, is to find out the right path. You know, God doesn't really want us to stumble forward and bump into walls. Of course, we're going to have obstacles on our way, but there are, you could say, compasses and maps and other things. So if you'd like to find out more about that, please get a hold of me via my Twitter or via my Facebook or via my website, which all have the same name. They're all named Shannon Walbrand. And you can ask about the monthly teleseminars, which are going to be really affordable. It's going to be something that's really anybody could afford to do it. So I'd like to tell you a story. I'm waiting for your call, by the way. So you can call on 1-800-930-2819. And Chrissy will just tell me when there's somebody on the line, so don't worry. But I'm going to tell you a story that happened to me here. Where I am today is in a very different place. I'm not in Johannesburg for this call. I'm in the middle of the Karoo. And the Karoo is the outback. It's the desert. It is the vast, dry space in the middle of the country of South Africa. It's full of cactus, but it also has little rivers and beautiful trees. And there are these tiny, tiny towns, and I happen to be staying in one of these tiny towns, so that's where I'm calling you from today. And I had a friend who's a healer, her name is Angela Frey, come over, and she was in my garden with me, with our kids, and they were having a play date. And all of a sudden she said, can you hear the birds? Of course I could hear the birds, but she said, can you understand the birds? And then I couldn't. So what she explained was this. All of the birds of all of the different species speak different languages. One says caw caw, and one says tweet tweet, and one says cheep cheep. But when they're all speaking the same language at the same time, you know that something's going on. And so all of the birds were making a big racket, but they were all saying grr, grr, at a really high-pitched sound, really high-pitched frequency. And then she said, now look, see that all of the birds are looking in the same direction. And they were. All of the birds on the telephone wire and on the trees and everything were all looking in one direction. And she said, that means snake, snake. Sure enough, we turned, we looked in the same direction that the birds were looking, and there was a 3-meter-long yellow cobra winding its way through the tree above our heads. Now, luckily, it didn't look at us at all. It wasn't interested in us. It wasn't interested in the kids. It was interested in a bird's nest where it was going to find an egg or a baby bird. But I thought, oh, my goodness, I learned something so wonderful about nature and the way that the birds talk to us, but I also learned that one of our symbols for this year is going to be the snake, because how often do you see a 3-meter cobra in your own garden? So I went and looked up what snake means, and you know, 2014 for the Chinese New Year is the year of the horse, but in terms of snake power and snake energy, it's going to be being able to shed your skin, shedding the old ways, emerging with new power. And the snake is a serious symbol of power. It is kundalini. It is the spinal cord. It is the connection between earth and heaven. The snake can also be represented by the phoenix, which is the bird who gets burned into ashes and then arises from its own pyre, if you will. So these are symbols that are, they were given to me just this week, so I'm sharing them with you, that for 2014, we're looking at shedding our old ways, the things that didn't serve us, the skin that doesn't fit us anymore, and rising as if we are a phoenix rising from our ashes, moving forward into our power. You're listening to TransformationTalkRadio.com. This program is called Spirit Guidance Radio. And if you'd like to hear the podcast of this show or of other shows, you can go to my website, which is www.transformationtalkradio.com. shannonwalbrand.com. Another thing I wanted to tell you about was, this is also from this healer who came to visit me this week, Angela, the story of a lemon tree. There was a family who was really interested in avoiding genetically modified organisms. They didn't want any GMOs in any of their foods. They would read all of the ingredients, and they bought organic foods from the organic market. And they thought that that was going to keep them healthy, and it did. You know, it kept them basically healthy. But what they did was they bought a lemon tree for their yard, and they brought it home. And the husband had some kind of suspicions about the lemon tree. Like, he thought that there was something funny about it, and so he had it tested. He brought one of the lemons to his friend who was a scientist, and they tested it, and they said, actually, this particular lemon tree has been genetically modified. And so the wife said, okay, we're going to throw it out. They brought it to the curb. They put it out for the garbage collectors to take home with them. And the husband had a second thought. He said, you know, maybe we can help this lemon tree remember who it actually was before it was genetically modified. And because they were people of spirit and they were people who gave things a good shot, they were kind to the lemon tree. They brought the lemon tree back into their garden. They replanted it. And they talked to the lemon tree, and they said, we love you. We love you just as you are, and we want you to remember who you were before. Well, it sounds like a fairy tale, but they did that practice, and they watered the lemon tree, and they took care of it. And a year later, they went back to have the lemons tested again, and they found that they were no longer considered genetically modified by the tests, or that it had gone to a subclinical level. Now, what this taught me, it's something that I've been thinking about a lot, because we go through these avoidances. We avoid alcohol, we avoid tobacco, we avoid bad influences, we avoid loud noises, we avoid TVs, we avoid Wi-Fi, we avoid everything that's in our world. And I agree, we want to keep ourselves healthy, we want to keep ourselves pure, and we want to eat and drink and be around high vibrations and good energies. But avoidance, unfortunately, is another way of connecting or marrying to something. So there's another way, which is to go through it. It's to raise your own frequency and your own vibration to the highest level possible, and then allowing these other things to exist in your environment with love and seeking to transform them. So I want to credit Angela Frey, who's also an animal communicator and a shaman in her own right, who told me the story of the lemon tree and told me, in a way, that there's another path to go forward, which is to be in the world and to not hate all of the things that are around us. Maybe you know about that, that there are 5 words that one needs to take away from one's vocabulary in order to lead a more positive existence. Let's see if you can think about them. What are 5 words that we say almost every day? One of them is hate. I hate oatmeal. I hate it when you're late. I hate, 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 hate. That doesn't serve you, does it? So to integrate experience and to be with it is to please stop saying hate. Please stop saying no. Please stop saying never, right? I never do that. I'm never, ever, ever going to. I refuse. So refuse, no, never. And but, how about but? I would go, but I do really like him, but, you know, I could make a lot of money, but, okay, so but is a word that can offer you outs or excuses, ways for you to avoid engaging in life as it is. And our practice of being aligned with our divine guidance, is to see how life is as it is, and to engage with it just in that very way. So I would like to, again, give you the phone number in case you would like to phone in with your question today, 001-800-930-2819. 001 if you're calling from outside of the States. It's 800-930-2819. And I'm going to say to our producer, Chrissy, that we're going to go to break now, and then we'll come back and we'll take the show up to the top of the hour ready for your calls and for you to ask a question of your angels and guides. Thanks so much for listening to us here on Spirit Guidance Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
I'm so excited to be with you here on Spirit Guidance Radio. This is our debut show, and it's just been a thrill for me to be part and to join the TransformationTalkRadio.com network. You know, there are so many other shows that you can listen to on Transformation Talk Radio with tons of interesting hosts, and I just am really thrilled to be a part of this. So Chrissy says we have somebody else on the line now.
We do. We have Veronica from Minnesota on the line.
Hello, Veronica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi. I'm happy. I'm really excited and ecstatic at this moment. But can I tell you that I'm already picking up you are not? Okay, so what's your problem today? What can we help you with?
No, I'm okay, actually. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if there is anything more that I could or should be doing to get healthy, feel healthy.
You know, I'm gonna, not to contradict you in a like mean way, but what the angels are telling me is that there's unresolved stress in your life, and what they want you to do, so they're showing me two animals, and I'm pulling animal cards as I'm talking to you, and one is a goat and one is a tortoise. And the goat is a risk taker who goes up on a cliff, and the tortoise is very zen, very earthed, and very not seeking, like just allowing things to come into life and then responding to them. And what the angels are asking for me to tell you is that there's a crabbiness or a crossness. I won't go so far as to say anger, but an irritation or an irritability, an edge that you don't have to have because you used to have it and it served a purpose and it doesn't serve a purpose anymore. So a goat goes out with the horns being bared, but a tortoise is just there, crawling forward, crawling forward, crawling forward in a really happy way. Like whatever grass, whatever dandelion appears in front of me, I'm going to eat it. But actually, what's very nice to tell you about, Veronica, is that things are appearing in your path. New ways, new solutions, new possibilities, new answers are there right in front of you. So you don't have to scramble up on top of a mountain. They're going to be right 1 inch in front of you, and all you have to do is take them and eat them. Okay, I don't know. Does it make sense to you?
It does. It does. I do struggle with that a bit, so that's good. That's good. It's a good reminder.
I don't find you irritable or cross or crabby. You know, I mean, not in this conversation at all. But can you identify any area in your life in which things get under your skin and bug you, and you just get, ready to kick somebody?
Well, I feel frustrated.
Let's go with frustrated, because I don't want to characterize it as if it's, like, extremely negative or as if you have massive anger. I'm talking about being crabby, being cranky, being ratty.
Yeah, I internalize a lot of frustration probably more than
I think so, too. I don't think that it's necessarily perceivable by other people around you, but things that make you want to grit your teeth. They're saying, back away from those and stop crawling out on the limb and trying to make things happen. Maybe this is about business. You know, maybe it's about your work life rather than your relationships. And allow the things that are coming to you to be the full center of your focus. So if you were a tortoise, you'd be just on the ground, 4 feet on the floor, looking at whatever is right in front of you. I know you asked about health, though. So it's also not to take great strains or really huge leaps. But what's right in front of you, and how can that help you be healthier just right now?
Okay. I like it.
Okay. Well, I like it, too. I'm glad you called. And I'd like you to check back in and tell us how things are going.
I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for making the call. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, thanks for that, Chrissy. Can I go back to all of my stories now?
You can. You can. I can't wait to hear the next one.
Thanks, Chrissy. If you'd like to also call in, the number to dial is 001-800-930-2819. And we're going to take the show up to the top of the hour. And so what I would like to tell you about is a beautiful story of the Tao of Equus. So I was looking at these horse cards. I've got stacks and stacks of different cards that I've been looking at lately. And one of them was a stack of horse cards. And let me tell you that I know nothing about horses. I never rode a horse, like maybe once at camp. It had nothing to do with my life. I didn't own a horse or anything. But this one had a beautiful story to it. So the Tao means the path and the way. And Equus is kind of the god of horses, the ultimate horse, the platonic version of horse. And this one had a beautiful picture of a dark black stallion, and he was born into a storm with thunder and lightning over his head. And in the shadow, in his shadow, you can see that there's a parallel horse that is facing him as well. So this is the story that was related to me and the story that I'm going to relate to you. And what this relates to is, in 2014, how can you set goals with your guides? Setting goals with your guides often means letting go of your shadow self. And in the last call that we had with Veronica, she had a slight shadow, and maybe she'll work on it later, where she finds herself irritated and pushing and taking risks and wishing that things were going faster and getting frustrated. And what they're telling her to do is to just slow down and look at what's right in front of her. And in this one, it is when something is being born, it can feel like things are happening in a great big storm. Things are dangerous. Things are dramatic. It's not going the way that you want. And it's raining and there are thunder, lightning, everything's flashing. But what the angels are asking for you to do is release your shadow during that time to make the birthing process of the new you even easier. So if you're still grappling with your old habits that have held you down, now is the time for you to let them go so that you can step in and be cleansed by the fresh rain and the birthing process of the new storm. So if that's an image that works for you, I'll share with you that it's called the Tao, T-A-O, of Equus, E-Q-U-U-S. And it says, born into a storm, through loss and death, you can emerge into what can be the most pure. So maybe that's a message for you, eh? So the last one that I want to tell you about is from Tony Carmine Salerno, and they are the Gaia Oracle Cards. You know, I've been working a lot ever since 2004 with a healer who's based in Brazil now. She was originally South African, and her name is Edna Spenato, and Spenato is S-P-E-N-N-A-T-O. And she does this wonderful process called synchronization harmonics, in which she heals us, the participants, and she also heals Gaia, the planet. Gaia, the planet, also has a personality, and you can see that things aren't going so well when we have tsunamis, volcanoes, Fukushima, and so many terrible things going on. So we, in the process of healing ourselves through this treatment session called synchronization harmonics, can also work with Gaia. And so I pulled a Gaia Oracle card for us, for this setting goals with our guides, for this time, for January, and for this new show. And I received the card called Flame Tree. Flame Tree says, relax, a creative flame blooms in my heart. So it is the start of something new. And even though you might think that January 1st is an arbitrary beginning to a year, we can set the intention for ourselves that this next 12-month cycle will be a cycle of prayer, it will be a cycle of growth. And a creative flame blooms in my heart is a wonderful affirmation for you to write down, because it's really also telling you to relax. The flame itself will catch, it will give sparks, it will find the tinder and the dry wood that it needs to, its fuel that will feed its fire. It's up to us to maintain that passion and that flame within ourselves by not blowing it out. How about that? By sitting still, by feeling our warmth, by feeling our happiness and our goodness, and, you know, versus running around trying to set fire to everything, how about stoking your own personal fire and sitting by your fire? That's what's being called for in this particular time and space. So I'm asking for you to learn how to connect more strongly with your angelic forces. And I'm asking for you to take care of yourself and to be healthy and to make these decisions as you go forward, that you can learn how to be in the divine with yourself. Thank you so much for listening to this debut program. I look forward to connecting with you in future weeks. We're going to run this show at the same time on Thursdays until April, when we have another time change. But until then, please take care of yourself. Always remember, you are guided. I look forward to hearing from you on my website, www.spiritguidanceradio.com. and shannonwalbrand.com. And if you'd like to do further work, maybe we can sit down and have a phone or a Skype session. Otherwise, I'll see you on Twitter or on Facebook. And remember, you can always look for my book on Audible or Kindle, which is called Guided, How to Communicate with Your Spirit Guides. Thanks so much. And thanks to Chrissy. Thank you, Christina, for a wonderful production of our very first show.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to hear messages from your spirit guides. You are guided. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com to schedule a personal session with Shannon and change your life.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.